The Cold War Era. As Europe began to recover from World War II, it needed more grain to feed its growing population. The Illinois Farm Bureau sent representatives on trade missions to Europe and encouraged the government to use agricultural surpluses to help developing nations. America's population continued to move to cities, but many of those people were still involved in agriculture-related businesses, such as working for farm bureaus, processing food, shipping or selling agricultural products, producing and selling farm machines, educating in the field of agriculture, and working as rural teachers, ministers, and doctors. There were fewer farms, but the farms were larger to produce the goods people in the U.S. and the world needed. Fast food, like McDonald's, developed in Illinois during this time. Drive-ins, corn syrup, used to make sweets, and popcorn also became popular. Grain embargoes in the 1970s hurt farmers because they could not export their surpluses overseas, causing prices and profits to drop. Rising gas prices and fuel shortages caused hardships for farmers and their customers. These fuel shortages and environmental concerns led to new innovations in agriculture. Scientists developed environmentally friendly and renewable fuels made from corn used in ethanol and soy used in biodiesel. Bioengineers developed types of plants and animals that were easier to raise. The 1980s saw a farm crisis as the economy put many farmers out of work. The remaining Illinois farmers found business with more overseas markets, such as Asia, while still working to meet the needs of American consumers.